public hearing is subdivision 2005-67, Summerhill Development.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, by dividing 20.56 acres into 33 lots within the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone and being located southwest of Williamsville Road, being Route 395, 4,100 feet southeast of Route 54. This application was also reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee, and I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman, the TAC report will be made a part of the record.
Okay.
On September 22nd, Mr. Fuqua submitted copies of a colored site plan. Each of you has received a copy of that. There was a copy of the wetland plat, a landscaping plan, a site plan, a proximity map, an ability to serve letter from Tidewater Utilities. Okay. They'll all be made a part of the record. On July the 19th, we received from Mr. Willie from GMB response to all the Technical Advisory Committee recommendations. That'll be made a part of the record. On September 13th, Mr. Fuqua submitted deed restrictions to Mr. Robertson. And on September 21st, from the County Engineering Department, Planning and Permits Division, the project is not in a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district. It is in a planning area. It's the West Fenwick planning area. Ordinance 38 requirements will have to be met. The site's adjacent to the Bayville State Sanitary Sewer District and conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study Update 2005 amendment will be required, and a concept plan is also required, and that'll also be made a part of the record. That's all we've received to date.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there someone here representing this application?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, gentlemen, again for the record, my name is Jim Fuqua, and I am representing the applicant Summerhill Developments. And with me, seated next to me over here, is Steve Smith, who is the president of Summerhill, and also Jim Willie from GMB, whose firm did the engineering and site design on this subdivision. There was not an exhibit book submitted on this. There were some plats that were submitted that Mr. Abbott referred to, and I'll be mentioning those in my presentation. This is an application for a 33 single-family lot subdivision. It's on a parcel of land that's located on the west side of County Road 395, which is Williamsville Road. It's about 4,000 feet south of Route 54. And if I can refer to the site map for a second. Again, this is the proposed development right here. To the west of the site is an existing residential development, which is Bayview Estates. That's on the west. To the south of the site, it actually borders the Maryland state line. And then to the east of the site is the a portion of the Americana Bayside Residential Plan Community, which I know you gentlemen are all familiar with, that was a RPC that was approved, my recollection is, for 1,700 units with a commercial shopping center and a golf course. And Americana Bayside basically picks up the entire peninsula there and comes over right to here on one of its phases. The site itself contains 20.56 acres of land. The land is currently zoned AR1, and again, no change of zone is being sought. It's located in a development district, which is the environmentally sensitive developing area. Again, under the land use plan and the environmentally sensitive ordinance, that permits clustering of lot sizes to 7,500 square foot minimum. The parcel is currently about half wooded and half farmed. The environmentally sensitive overlay district in terms of density permits the underlying density, which in this case would be 44 lots as the maximum permitted, or 2.18 lots per acre. Again, this application is requesting 33 residential lots, and that would be a density of 1.6 lots per acre. The actual lot size in the development varies from a minimum of 8,125 square feet to 14,112 square feet. The average lot size is about 9,730 square feet, and that is similar in size to the lot size in Bayview Estates, which again is the adjacent residential development on the west side. The development will be served by central water for domestic use and fire protection that would be provided by Tidewater Utilities. There is a utility lot. Excuse me, let me put this up. I forgot I had covered that off. There is a utility lot provided for water, or for Tidewater if necessary, for a treatment plant. And that's located here in the common areas. The site also would be served by county sewer. There's also a county sewer lot that's created here along Route 54, and that would be for a pump station. And that is in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Study.
Excuse me just for a second, Mr. Fuquay. Would you turn that a little bit? Because these gentlemen have an interest in it, and they can't see it. Or do you have another one?
I got another
board or something, you could give these guys so they know what you're talking about? Steve, just tilt that just a little bit anyway. Everybody's going to be pointing to that one, and they're not going to know what they're pointing at. That's good. You guys all right there?
Could he reach point out where he's saying
he's putting
the Tidewater?
Yeah.
Actually, if I could.
Hold on, wait a minute. Whoa. Okay, no shouting out and no testifying before you tell us who you are. But anyway, Mr. Fuquay, would you mind pointing that out again for us? I'm sorry, y'all. It's the way we have to do it. But I heard you. Go ahead. What now?
I said in this common area, I'll get to this, is where the recreational facilities are. There was a lot being, not a lot, but an area being reserved in case Tidewater needed it for water treatment. Right. Mr. Smith just told me that the latest information from Tidewater is they're going to run the water in and they don't need a treatment facility on site, so that would just be common area. The sewer pumping lot or area would be in this common area up here along the county road here, Williamsville Road. And again, this is a location that's consistent with the county sewer study for a pump station that will serve this site. This site itself, sewer would be provided as part of an extension of an existing county sewer district, which is the Bayview Estate Sanitary Sewer District. There's an existing stub and manhole located in Williamsville Road just north of this site, and this is a planning area. As I said, this is a planning area, and the study assumed when they were studying this area of development at 4 EDUs per acre. And as I said, this development proposes 1.6 EDUs per acre. Pending approval of the subdivision, the developer will seek annexation into the sewer district. The site is located in the Indian River School District. It's in the Roxana Volunteer Fire Department service area. Due to the small size of the application, 33 lots, very minor traffic impact on area roads will occur. In addition, as you gentlemen know, Bayside was required as part of that RPC application to do considerable road improvements in that area. Stormwater management will utilize best management practices to reduce nutrient runoff. All systems in the stormwater management system will be designed in accordance with Sussex County Conservation District regulations. And as the site design, I think, will show you, the site plan will show you, the development is designed to be compatible with the environmentally sensitive designation of this area under the land use plan. Specifically referring to the site plan, there's one main entrance from Williamsville Road. That will be designed, obviously, in compliance with DLDOT requirements. There is an area of non-tidal wetlands that are located at the southwest corner of the property. That contains about 4.73 acres of wetlands that was delineated by Ed Linnae of Environmental Resources. And that's this area shown in green right back here. That area will remain undisturbed. There'll be no impact on that area. And that area, I think, as you can see, is buffered from the lot lines by either a common space open area or the stormwater pond area. The average distance from the wetlands to a lot line is 65 feet. There'll be a 30-foot planted buffer that'll be located where shown on the plan here. And again, I'll just point that out. This landscape buffer will be down here along lots 32 and 33, and then from lot 1, wrapping around the corner up through lot 15. In addition, this area back here is wooded. It will remain wooded, so there won't be a landscape